It's Tuesday, the 5th of January, 8 a.m. and it's in our stinker of a morning. Heavily overcast. I have to say that the skies may just be in the mind. Skies are darker now than they were back in the last week of December. It's supposed to be getting lighter, but I don't know. Unless the clouds are getting heavier and thicker and blocking out more light. But at 7:10 this morning, as I looked out the kitchen window, it was pitch dark, absolutely pitch dark. So I'd have expected a wee change by this time, but there you go. It's another stinker of a morning. It's wild. Well, you might not hear it now. It's in a lull, if you like. Is that where they get lullaby from? It's raining, but not heavy. It's that light rain blowing in the wind. It's cold and damp. A positive from the weather this morning. It's not freezing, and it's not heavy rain. Two positives. So last night, tragedy last night, horrible night. We went to bed an hour early, which I wouldn't say always, but in the most upsets my night's sleep, because, well, your body's attuned to going to bed at a certain time, and if you change that, if you go later or you go earlier, I find it changes the night's sleep. So last night we went to bed earlier and I got off to sleep okay, into a deep sleep. And I don't know when it was, my wife got up, but that got me up, probably about 1 or 2 in the morning. That's only a guess. And I came back to bed and I tried to get off to sleep, but I couldn't, and the pain in my right ear came back, even with my cleverly designed foam ring. It didn't matter where I positioned it. I tried, and I'm talking about not positioned where my ear was, but positioned where my head was. In other words, is the head straight up in the pillow or slightly down or head back a bit? I tried it all. The pain was still there, even though the ear was in the hole in the middle of the ring. So theoretically, it's the same as the other nights. It's where I've had great sleeps. So that kept me awake for a bit, and then my mind started going into overdrive, and then when my body got tired enough to fall asleep again, the pain in the ear woke me up again. Oh yeah, so it went on all night. So I had a terrible night from probably about 2 o'clock in the morning up to 7. Absolutely horrible. Why I've got pain in my ear? Well, it dawned on me this morning. I haven't been rubbing oil into that ear for a long while. Or creams, I should say. It's more a cream than an oil. It just, that dry crust, if you like it, the damaged part. So because this foam ring's been working wonders, I thought, why don't I start rubbing cream into my ear? And soften it up, and that'll be it. It'll get on the mend, and yeah. But it came back to me this morning that the reason I stopped rubbing cream into it, and this might sound absolutely strange and ironic, but was because I noticed that when I persisted in rubbing cream into it, the pain was worse at night. And of course, with my mind, my forgetfulness, I just totally forget that that's the reason I didn't put cream in the ear. Just let it get that crust, and it seemed to be hardier. So what I've done, I don't know how, but I've upset the balance in the ear. So there'll be no cream rubbed in from now on again. And see, when I go back to bed tonight, if everything settles down again. Please, Lord, that it does. Because that was a terrible night. The result is that I'm really tired this morning. More tired than normal. You know how when you're really shattered, that you have a sort of an ache inside your body? It's you really can't explain it to anyone. It's just like a kind of dull ache within. Like, anyway, if you can't describe it, I'm not even going to try if you can't. So, therein lieth that lesson. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, terrible night. But other than that, I'm feeling okay. We started our getting back to our healthy eating again yesterday morning. Trimming the sails. I don't know if that is that relevant to I don't know, to losing a bit of weight, and is that a correct terminology, in other words, trimming the sails? I don't know. Anyway, back into our lean mean machines. Which will probably take a bit because I've got quite a few pounds to lose, but I'll get there. But, I'm so glad for this fresh air this morning. It's helping me to feel better than I was 5 or 10 minutes ago. No bird song this morning. Not I can hear anyway. Not even a crow or a jackdaw. Or a seagull. Or a doe. The sound of an ambulance. Some poor soul this morning isn't getting it very good. And now we enter the dead zone, the complete dead zone of post-Christmas New Year. January, February, and often into March, the dead zone when there's nothing much happening in life. It's like being zombies until hopefully spring comes along with some nice weather and longer, brighter days and spirits start to rise. It's a long haul. Being stuck on a ship, a sailing ship in the doldrums, waiting week after week, till suddenly the fresh wind comes. Hoist the main sails. Yeah.